I call the 93rd Senate of the Associated Students to order May 28th at 5:30 p.m. in the Reed Aloud Insane Chambers and on Zoom. Moving on to item 2, Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgement. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place to indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Moving on to agenda item 3, roll call. The secretary now call the roll, please.
All right, Speaker Ackland.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Castro.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Evans.
Present on Zoom. Thank you.
Senator Huang.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Hotelling.
Present on Zoom.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Levy.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Lucchese.
Absence excused.
Senator McAndrews.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Micelli.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Miller.
Absence excused.
Senator Moore.
Is Moore on here? I can't tell. Is she?
What was the name?
Moore.
Absence excused.
Speaker Pro Temp Moss.
Oh, she's here. Okay. She's okay. At the top. Present.
Senator Packard?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Absence excused.
Senator Terry?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Vila?
Present.
Senator Lawson?
Present.
Senator Custer? Yeah, Custer.
Tardy excused.
Alrighty, quorum is present.
Thank you. And then for the duration of the meeting, obviously you guys can tell, please use the mics so everybody can communicate on Zoom and everything like that. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 4, adoption minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 4A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any dissent? That being said, those minutes have been approved. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record, and then can you please use the mic and then just press it forward?
Yeah. Want me to sit, stand?
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
Yeah,
hello, ASUN senators. I'm really happy to be here. My name is Dr. Beatty. If you run into me outside of this meeting, James is fine, but I understand the quorum is important at the table. I'm an associate director with the First Generation Student Center. I specifically work with our TRIO STEM Scholars program, our TRIO Classic program, First in the Pack and Fostering the Pack, which is a program that serves students who have experienced foster care in Nevada. And I'm honored to be here at the request of Senator Barris to answer any questions about data or anything that our office does, our programs, and anything you want to know. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Alrighty, I do have public comment that was sent in to me. I will be reading that to the record. My name is Rose Barris, and I recently graduated from UNR Upward Bound program. This year, our graduating class had over 70% of students going into college with credits already under their belt. This is the highest ever been in the history of Upward Bound at the University of Nevada. This statistic alone shows that TRIO works, as most of the students involved never would have had those opportunities to take such courses in high school. More than statistics and numbers, though, I'd like to share my own personal story in Upward Bound. Over the course of the 3 years I was involved in this program, I had so many opportunities I would have never dreamed of had I not been a part of this program. Last year, I was chosen to go to Washington, D.C. to argue why TRIO works with Nevada senators. During this trip, we not only toured the White House and argued at Capitol Hill, but we toured the city and got a trip of a lifetime. Had Upward Bound not been in my corner these last 3 years, I would not be headed to UNR this fall semester, let alone having the experience that were gifted to me. Alrighty, any other public comment this time? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 6, receipts and petitions of correspondence to the Senate and referral. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6A through F through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those petitions have been approved. All right. We're going to be moving, we're going to be skipping over reports for now and moving on to agenda item 10, motions to fast track. I am seeking a motion to fast track agenda items 10A through F through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those motions have been fast tracked, and we're going to be moving on to agenda item 13, consent agenda. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 13A through F through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those nominees have been confirmed. Alrighty, and the people who were just confirmed under consent agenda and clubs and orgs, IDEA, and policy director of government affairs, could you guys please turn your cameras on and prepare to take your oath by the Chief Justice? And we're also all going to do it at once, so like everybody speak at once, so we're not going like just one-on-one.
Okay, hi everyone. If we can all raise our dominant hand, please. I state your name.
Oh, is it not? Okay.
I'm Jenna Asensio.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the Associated Students.
The Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion. And that I will well.
I will well.
And faithfully discharge. The duties of the office. On which I'm about to enter. Congratulations. Thank you, everyone.
Alrighty, thank you. We'll move
one more.
What? Oh, sorry. My bad.
I state your name.
Thank you. We'll be moving back up to agenda item 7, reports of ASU and officers. We'll be starting out with President Aldebont.
That concludes a lot of our appointments, and so everyone's going to be able to go to ASU and retreat. We do have a couple more vacancies, but then those were intentional from directors who are just waiting for a couple more applicants and then just doing a couple more interviews so they can take their time with those. With that said, hi senators, I hope you're all doing well. These past 2 weeks have been full of preparations for ASU and retreat, cabinet retreat, and establishing consistent one-on-one meetings with members of cabinet and professional staff. For AEC and retreat, everything's moving smoothly. Please take this as another reminder to submit your I-9 documents as soon as possible. This is critical for onboarding participation and the people who are just sworn in over Zoom. If you're from Vegas, please make sure to go bring it when you're coming to retreat. And the people who are not from Vegas, please make sure to get your I-9 documents in as soon as possible. As for cabinet retreat, we are finalizing the last few components. This will be a 6-hour long training taking place on campus this Saturday. The goal is to build a strong understanding of our mission as the 93rd Senate Executive Board while diving into intentional goal setting and departmental development. If you have any questions about this retreat, please don't hesitate to reach out. We're more than happy to share more. I've also been working closely with the Department of Clubs and Organizations to reassess some of its logistical structures. As Director Hess will share in more detail soon, we're making productive changes to the club funding process to ensure it's equitable, transparent, and accessible for all students. The club renewal process is also underway. Lastly, I'm watching the formula. I will be out of the country from June 15th to July 1st. I'll be on vacation, but as many of you know, I don't exactly understand how to take any breaks, so I will still be responding to my emails, signing off on expenditures, and attending virtual meetings as much as possible. My email replies might be a few hours delayed, but I'll remain accessible. For scheduling meetings during that time, I'll be available from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Reno time, so that's about 8 a.m. in Japan. My parents are going to hate me, but you know what? If you guys want to Zoom, we're totally going to still do Zoom. I'm pretty sure they're international, so that's great. Or Teams is international, so we can still work on it. If anything urgent arises, please contact Vice President McNamara. He'll be your go-to guy while I'm out of the country. In addition to that, just make sure he doesn't break the snack drawer too much in my office or install a basketball hoop. Other than that, VP McNamara is your guy. Look, he already stole my seat in the crowd too, so I'm just kidding. All right, thanks, guys.
Are there any questions for President Agaba at this time? No questions, all righty. Thank you. Moving on to Vice President McNamara, do you have a report?
Yes. Rough time to walk in.
Yeah, you're just in time.
All right. How's it going, everyone? I thought I was going to be late. Ended up making it. I'll be real short, not too much from me, and I know DEO Texan is going to have a very long one. Just new student initiatives and Pause and Play. On the 17th, there's going to be an opportunity if you guys want to volunteer at Pause and Play. That's getting all set up. We're finalizing some logistics for the food trucks, and then as far as orientation goes, the merch is, I got the quote today, and then I should be finalizing that, hopefully getting it in by the 17th. And I'll be sending out listservs to all you guys if you want to volunteer at either the orientations or Pause and Play. It's a good opportunity to get some outreach hours. That's all I got. Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions? No? Alrighty. Thank you. Moving on to Chief Justice Rena Aronson. Moving on to Director of Executive Outreach, Director Texan.
Hello, everyone. I also have Director Dietrich and Director Solvins as well, so this will be a little bit lengthy. Good evening, Senators. I hope you've had a great week so far. You may receive some emails from me or Speaker Acklin about retreat. I know I've sent a few out. Please make sure to read over those and act accordingly. If you have any questions, let me know. This week, I'm finalizing the schedule for a retreat with President Agaba, Director Rodriguez, and Associate Director Aguilar Herrera. It'll be sent out early next week in an email, along with additional information for retreat, such as room assignments. Once the rooming assignments are sent out, if you have any questions or concerns, please let me know. All flights have been bought, and flight information has been sent out to officers. More information will come to them next week as well. I'm going shopping this Friday for snacks and other items for retreat, and all the departments have been notified as well that they each will be presenting or leading a discussion for the department, and those materials are due to me by Monday. Overall, I'm really looking forward to seeing all of us together at retreat. If you have any questions, please feel free to Teams me or email me. And then for Director Dietrich, hello, Senators. I'm eager to see many of you at retreat this next weekend. I have been working with the members of the Office of the President to work on administrative tasks that will help us set up for the rest of the session. This includes updating everyone's aliases, ordering name tags, and holding one-on-ones with PresCab members. Otherwise, I've been working to develop activities for PresCab retreat this week and retreat next week. The internship program is in the works. I've officially assembled the wonderful members of this internship coordination committee, and we will meet before retreat to discuss marketing and more details. Everything's coming along smoothly. Please reach out if you have any questions. Then for Director Sullivan, hi everyone. Sorry I cannot make it in person, but I hope everyone's having a good week. This week I've had a productive meeting with the AD of Marketing for the Department of Event Programming. We had a productive conversation about different avenues of marketing, including TikTok, which my AD plans to oversee. My monthly recap form will be sent out soon for departments to fill out, so students can stay updated on the association's accomplishments and progress. I've talked to Speaker Acklin about a way for Senate to be included on this recap as well, so please be on the lookout for that.
Thank you. Any questions? And then in regard to Director Texan, I set in our Teams chat, if you guys want to look, it's the expectations along with the packing list and stuff like that. So if you guys want to look over that, and of course, if you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, Director Texan, Luis, pretty much anybody in ASUN. So if you have a question, please reach out, because we don't want you guys to be a couple of days out and you're like, oh, you know, do I? It's just, please reach out. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, thank you. Director Hess, Director of Clubs and Orders, do you have a report?
Yeah.
So the rest of my commissioners were just sworn in today, minus one seat that I plan to keep open as I evaluate the rest of my applicants and make my final decision. I met with President Agrabah this week and my assistant directors to set the funding model for the 2025-2026 school year. This included setting an internal budget, which meant we're going to be splitting our club support funding 50-50, which means 50% will be allocated for the fall semester and 50% will be allocated for the spring semester. And we're also going to bring back rolling applications as opposed to a priority deadline. We hope that this will keep funding simple and accessible for all clubs. My team and I also plan to start the club renewal process early next week, so we're going to be releasing both the Canvas course and the Pack Life forms to clubs, and then explaining any changes in funding via email. And then I'll also be assigning my commissioners to their respective club coalitions after retreat, so they can begin outreach to their coalitions. And then finally, my assistant directors and I have started to create a clear training plan for our commissioners and plan on holding a training following retreat. But if you guys have any questions on what the funding model will look like or any changes that we're looking at going into this upcoming year, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions at this time? Okay, thank you. Moving on to Director of Programming.
Back again. Sorry, everybody. But hi, everyone. I hope your summer's going well. I know we're all super excited to be here. I don't have a whole lot to report. I am going to be having a training tomorrow with all of my event programmers just to kind of lay out the basics for programming, teach them how to plan a successful event, teach them a couple of UNR guidelines that we have just to make sure that we don't run into any issues during the year. I'm also currently performing one-on-ones with my department just to kind of gauge what their expectations are that they have for me for the program, as well as to just share my own on what my expectations are going to be for them for the year. I'm also trying to fill that last programmer position as well, so if you have anyone interested just being an ASUN, please urge them to apply. I'm trying to kind of keep those at a rolling basis, so we'll see how that goes. This week, I also met with Director Lee and Assistant Director Cook to discuss more sustainable practices within the programming department. We're hoping to make a few changes within our department just to make sure that we're utilizing all of our resources and just coming up with alternatives just to make sure that we're upholding the SAS with that department. Along with that, I'm also going to be teaching yoga at retreat, so I better see all of your cute faces there. And as always, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me by email, Teams. I think my phone number is in my Teams as well, so you can feel free to text me.
Thank you. Any questions? Alrighty, thank you. Director of Government Affairs.
Hello, everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. If you aren't aware, we are in the final stretch of the 83rd legislative session. We have 6 days left as of today, which is crazy to think about. It's felt so short, yet so long. So I'm super proud to say we've been able to maintain monitored reports of key legislation to further our legislative agenda. But I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of some high priority, high support bills that we like are for, of course, and just an update on where they're currently standing. One of those super big pieces is going to be SB 427, which is what makes the appropriations for the construction of certain buildings. In specific, what it means for UNR is the construction of a new life sciences building. It was heard in Senate Finance yesterday, which was the second hearing it has had, and it was amended and it did pass out of committee. So to tell you a little bit about these amendments, because I think it's really crucial to if it's going to pass or not. So first was just a change to section 2 of the bill. It was a language switch. Instead of saying construction of a new building, it changed to planning and design of a new building. And then it also made an amendment to the funding source of the building. So before the amendment passed, there was a $12.4 million fiscal note attached to the bill, and that funding was supposed to come out of the general fund appropriations. Now it's supposed to come from bond interest and redemption fund. There's currently $29.6 million with that fund that is accumulated through interest that is unallocated. So with that amendment, that now means 12.4 of those unallocated dollars will be used for this project should it pass and be signed by the governor. So hopefully, you know, we of course have our fingers crossed for this bill to pass through completely. Moving on to AB 233, this is what's revising Nevada's landlord-tenant laws to strengthen tenant protections and provide more comprehensive remedies for rental property habitability issues. Sorry, that word really got me. And this has been enrolled and delivered to the governor. AB 248, which ratifies the physical therapy licensure compact, has also been enrolled and delivered to the governor. SB 251, which is revising provisions related to psychological assistance, interns, and trainees, has also been enrolled and delivered to the governor. SB 266, which is provisions governing the student loan repayment for providers of healthcare in underserved communities, has also been enrolled and delivered to the governor. SB 322, which is revising provisions relating to the Board of Regents, making them complete a required training that includes a set of topics designed to enhance their understandings of higher education governance, has also been enrolled and delivered to the governor. And then last bill I have for tonight is AB 201, which is revising provisions relating to the scanning of certain records, has also been enrolled and delivered to the governor's desk. As of right now, none of the high priority or strong support bills that we have been tracking have died or not really made it through, which is really exciting. I'm very hopeful that these are going to be passed all the way through to the governor, the remaining bunch of them, and signed off on. But within these next couple weeks, I'm not sure exactly what our timeline is looking like to give you a full comprehensive report and a breakdown of what does pass and doesn't pass, just because it's summer and work schedules, as I'm sure you all know. But so far, I'm remaining very hopeful that our legislative priorities will be reflected, and we can pass down some great information to you guys about the whereabouts of certain legislation. So, with all of that being said, I know it was a mouthful. If you want any clarification, or if you have further questions, or if you want to be engaged in the last 6 days, please, please reach out to me. I know I say that every meeting, that I really want you guys to work with my office, just because I think this is obviously a really good time to be engaged. Just let me know. Yeah, that's all I have.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Director Taylor? Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to Director Idea.
Hi everyone. Hope you're all having a great summer so far. And I swear this won't be brief. I had a meeting with Jesse today to discuss the diversity calendar, Northern Nevada Pride, and go over some logistical details for the department. While the calendar isn't finalized just yet, things are moving along. Most of my commissioner are now on board, and I'm really excited to get started with the team. So, yeah.
Thank you. Any questions? All right. Thank you. Moving on to Director of Sustainability.
Hello everybody, this is Director Lee for the record. I hope you've been doing well and getting outside. Last week we had our President Cabinet meeting where we discussed current initiatives and our upcoming retreat. Additionally, Assistant Director Cook and I have been meeting with executive department heads to go over the sustainability best practices and collect data on how especially bigger departments purchase and plan for events. We will be sending out a personalized suggestive document for each department highlighting ways they can improve and what they're already doing well in. The sustainability best practices are outlined in the SAS and to be upheld by every associated member. So if you are ever planning an event or would like feedback on how to follow them, please reach out to us.
Thank you. Any questions? All right. Thank you. Director of Campus Wellness.
Hi, guys. Director Holman for the record. So what I've been working on recently is just kind of preparing for our press cab retreat and for our just overall ASWIN retreat. I've also reached out to several resources we normally work with within my department, and a lot of them have reached out asking for meetings so that we can collaborate in the upcoming semesters. So that's super exciting to see kind of what they're going to be working on and how we can help them out. And then I also met with my assistant director, and we just discussed kind of our vision for the department, things I've been working on, and then also got her working on a few general marketing things for our department, like stickers. And then also we've been developing ideas for Safety Week for fall semester, which we're hoping to have happen in the first month of school starting, so we can target a lot of the new students on campus. I'm really excited about a lot of the ideas we have, so we're kind of sifting through which ideas we think would be most beneficial. And then coming up, I'll be working on like our calendar for the next two semesters and also on what we want to work on with our interns. That's all for me.
Thank you. Any questions at this time? Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to Director of Ethics and Compliance.
Good evening, Senator. Good evening, Senators. I hope your summer's going well. I just wanted to come up here and report that no charges have been filed. It's kind of live, actually. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you for your brief report. Alrighty. Moving on to myself. Alrighty. So we are not going to have a meeting next week, just because we've pretty much gotten everything we need to, and I talked with President Anglebot, and she's instructed the rest of her cabinet that if they are to hire anybody within the next week or anything like that, that there will not be a Senate meeting, nor will they attend retreat. So they got all that squared away, so no Senate meeting next week, so good for that. We will have a Senate meeting the week after retreat, so 2 weeks from now at 5:30. It most likely will be in this building or the business building. I don't really know yet.
Luis, do you know if we're still able to use the like Senate chambers during summer?
Okay, then yeah, no business building. It'll be in the Senate chambers. Sorry for that. Along with that, too, retreat's coming up. All the senators have discussed with me or Director Texan whether they're attending retreat or not attending retreat, so everybody should be squared away and at least know what they'll be doing during that weekend. For portraits, for officer portraits, they're going to be on the 4th, I don't know the exact time, the 4th and 6th of June, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the time for that, the times?
12 to 2.
12 to 2 on the 4th of June?
And then it's being 9 to 10 on the 6th, but that's for people flying in. So, preferably if you're in town, I would say do it in person.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, everyone's doing in person.
Nah, do you want to go to me? Okay, so if you are in Reno or in the general area, please, please take your portraits on June 4th from what time?
12 to 2.
12 to 2. It'll be in the CSE back here, so it'll be
at 1.
The at 1, sorry. I don't have my information correct, I guess. Let's see, what else? I have other stuff written down for my reports. And then in terms of today's meeting, I wanted to get us out of here around 6. I mean, it's just about to turn 6, but we only have one piece of legislation. We're pretty much done with reports after this. We only have chair reports, so probably in the next 15 or 20 minutes we should be done. But, you know, who knows? And then in terms of legislation, if anybody is working on any legislation, please submit it to the legislation tracker. I believe Parliamentarian Issa put it in the Teams chat, or I put it in the Teams chat. I can't really remember who, but it is in the Teams chat. Nevertheless, if you guys want to, it was you? Oh, it was Speaker Pro Tempore Moss for the record. And then if it is not in the Teams, you can't find it there. It is also in the box under Speaker Acklin, and you can just search up legislation tracker in there, and it will be there. That is it for my report. Does anybody have any questions for me? Okay. Okay. Moving on to agenda item 8, reports of Senate committees. Starting off with Senator Kitch.
Good evening, everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. No report on ASA, but if you are in my committee, please let the one to me.
Alrighty, thank you. Alrighty, moving on to Senator Maselli.
Hi everyone, not too much of a report, but I'm thinking about meeting the week after retreat, most likely on a Tuesday or Thursday night, according to our Wendy. And I'm just working on getting what we need to talk about in order, most likely financial review activities, so that's all.
Alrighty, thank you. And then just for the future, if you are speaking or anything like that, could you guys turn your cameras on just so we can see your amazing faces? Alrighty, moving on to Parliamentarian Issa.
Hi, everyone. The Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement met at 12 p.m. today. We finalized our liaison appointments, and I outlined some expectations for the committee moving forward. I hope to have our committee meet sometime in mid-June, where we will likely receive a presentation from Director Rodriguez on the general historical impact of our committee. I also sent out a bookings link in the Teams group chat where we will begin our one-on-one check-ins, hopefully on a bi-weekly basis, and we'll begin those after retreat. So that's all.
All right, thank you. Moving on to Senator Castro.
Just a brief report today. Mostly I'll be sending out a one-to-meet link for my committee, and we'll be scheduling that meeting sometime after retreat. That's all.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to Senator Terry.
Yes, hi everyone, I hope you're all well. We met yesterday and we began our SAS audit project. We're first gonna be looking at the introduction and titles 1 and 2, which deal with the legislative and executive branches. But we're having to have our first piece resulting from this audit seen by the Senate at the first meeting of the fall semester. We also favorably recommended 2 pieces, SB 93, a bill amending reapportionment guidelines within the statutes, and SBR 93, a binding resolution amending the duties of committees with liaison contacts. And we're going to be meeting again the last week of June, the week of June 26th.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to Senator Saporito. He is not here at the moment, but is the vice chair on this meeting, and if so, would they like to give a report or anything of importance? Do we know who the vice chair is, actually?
Hotelling.
Senator Hotelling, do you have a report or anything you'd like to add on the committee since Senator Saporito is not here? All right.
No.
All right, thank you. Moving on to Parliamentarian Issa, do you have a report at this time?
Nothing to report
this time. All right, thank you. Moving on to Speaker Pro Tem Formas.
Good evening, Senators. Not much to report on today. I've just been working on pieces of legislation, the legislative internship syllabus, and the mentor handbook. I want to get those to you guys as soon as possible so that you're equipped early to be an outstanding mentor for your intern when we get them when the semester starts. The Internship Coordination Committee, as Director Dietrich said, is working on scheduling our first meeting before retreat. I wanted to let you guys know that I will be out of office from June 11th to the 20th as I serve as the Deputy Executive Director of the Nevada Boy State Program and will be focused on that program for that time. I will try to look at my teams in email, but I won't be super responsive, so please reach out to me as soon as possible if you need anything or have any questions. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to myself, Committee of Oversight. The Committee of Oversight has not met. We're going to be meeting once in the month of June. I'll send out a when to meet for that for all the chairs and stuff like that, so we don't have a date or anything formalized for that. Also, I should have included this in my report, but if you have any pieces of legislation, thank you. Thank you. If you have any pieces of legislation, please send to me by 5:30 every Thursday. We do not have a meeting next week, so that deadline will be pushed to, if you want anything on the first meeting of June, you have to send to me by next Thursday at 5:30. And I was just made aware that we skipped SSW, probably one of the best committees, so we're gonna be moving back up to Senator Levy.
Hello everyone, I appreciate you coming back to me, so I was like, oh okay, now we'll report for SSW, I guess. So we'll be meeting preferably towards like mid-June or like late June. I'm looking into creating like peace with the committee during the RD so we can actually be productive, because we don't have any legislation to review. But yeah, I'll be sending out a one to meet, so just look out for that, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I hope everyone's having a good summer.
Alrighty, thank you. Are there any other chairs who have any additional comments or reports at this time, or any questions for the chairs? Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to agenda item 9, reports to secretaries.
I do not have any. I do not think Jasmine does either.
Okay, no report at this time. Alrighty. Moving past agenda item 10, past agenda item 11, past agenda item 12, past agenda item 13. We're moving right on to agenda item 14. First, reading of legislation. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 14A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Atkinson. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? That being said, that piece has been referred to, fast tracking. I am seeking a motion to fast track agenda item 15A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Villa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? That being said, that piece has been fast-tracked. Alrighty. We're going to be moving past agenda item 16, since there's nothing to refer to committee. We're going to be moving to agenda item 17A, second reading of legislation, which is SB 93, a resolution support of priority funding for two-year programs. We're going to be starting off with a presentation from the author.
Alrighty, thank you. So a little background before I begin. Many of you already are aware of the current administration
has proposed a budget that includes significant cuts to vital federal programs across the country. One of the most concerning amongst these is a proposed reduction in funding for TRIO programs. TRIO programs are federally funded outreach and student support services that exist to help students who are often the first in their families to go to college, students from low-income backgrounds, veterans, and students with disabilities. It is these students who often face the greatest barriers to higher education, which include financial, academic, social, emotional challenges that can severely impact their ability to stay in school and graduate. After many ongoing conversations with the staff at the First Generation Center, and more importantly, with the students who directly benefit from TRIO programs, it became clear to me just how critical these services are. These aren't just support systems, these are lifelines. TRIO programs provide personal mentoring that helps students navigate academic and emotional challenges in college life. They offer academic advising tailored to individual goals, helping students choose courses, stay on track to graduate, find their academic strengths. They also provide financial literacy, education, and resources, from helping students fill out FAFSA forms to finding scholarships to managing student debt. For students who often feel isolated or unsure if they belong, TRIO creates that community of belonging, a place where students are not just seen as numbers, but as individuals with potential. These programs empower students to not only stay in school, but to thrive, lead, and become mentors themselves. TRIO turns vulnerability into strength and barriers into stepping stones. This is a pipeline for opportunity. I dug deeper into data and pulled numbers from Ellen Houston, the Executive Director of the First Generation Programs and the Council for Opportunity and Education. The numbers make it clear, TRIO works. Students in these programs have higher retention and graduation rates, better academic performance, and stronger engagement with their institutions. The need for the piece and the reason I bring it to this table today is simple. We must act. Each of us here represents thousands of students, and amongst them are countless first-generation students, students who rely on programs like TRIO, not only to survive college, but to succeed in it. I ask of you senators today to please vote yes. The impact of these programs have on our students is invaluable. Our swiftness to act affects the students of today and the future. I invited the Associate Director of the First Generation Programs, James Beatty, to come sit in our gallery today and answer any questions you might have. And of course, I save for questions as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there any questions at this time? Anybody on Zoom? Going once, going twice. Already. We're going to be moving on to discussion of agenda item 17A. Is there any points of discussion at this time? Speaker Pro Tem Formos.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Senator Barrish, for preparing this piece. I am full-heartedly in support of it today. I think that we need to support restoring funding to TRIO programs. First-gen students and students who need this assistance are relying on this funding, and the fact that this administration is taking cuts to it should be alarming. I've had many personal friends benefit from being a member of TRIO or being a member of Upward Bound, and they're sitting here and they're students we represent today because of that program, and without it they wouldn't be here. So I personally think that this bill is absolutely what we need to send a message to help represent our students and make sure that they feel that their student government listens to them and represents them even in the face of conflict on the federal level.
Alrighty, thank you. Are there any other points of discussion at this time, either in person or on Zoom? Going once, going twice, going thrice, alrighty. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 17A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tem Formos. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barrish. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Here in the chamber, that bill has been passed. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 18A, Senate committee changes and additions. Are there any senators at this time who would like to make a committee change? We're going to go parliamentarian Issa, then Senator Bolander.
I motion to add myself onto the Special Committee on Homeland Security through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Barrish. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, you have been placed on that committee. Senator Bolander?
Oh, that reaction was me clapping my hands for legislation. Sorry.
Alrighty. All good. Thank you, Senator Bolander. Alrighty, are there any other senators at this time who have any committee changes or additions they'd like to make? No? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 18B, Senator Reports. Are there any senators at this time who have a report to the body? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? In person or on Zoom? Alrighty, I have a little comment and announcement. So since this is our last meeting before retreat, I'm excited to see you all at retreat. I know it's going to be fun. It's going to be, it'll be really nice outside too, Lake Tahoe. So I'm super excited to see all you there. I'm excited to see as many of you, or I hope there are as many of you who can come, but I understand whether it's through prior commitments or vacation with family and stuff like that, that some of you cannot come, which is unfortunate, but you will be missed and we'll definitely be missing you there. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just excited for retreat and I'm excited to see you all there. Are there any other comments and announcements at this time besides myself? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Thank you, Speaker Ackland. Thank you, Speaker Ackland. Luis Aguilera, Associate Director for Student Government, for the record. A couple of announcements for you. If you are part of Nevada FIT, just want to let you know that you're going to get your hours adjusted so that you're not having to come up with different solutions for the workaround as far as your pay. And then I want to highlight Senator Burris's piece of legislation and all the Senate body for passing that piece of resolution, that resolution piece, excuse me, jeez. And then look forward to an outstanding and fun retreat next week. And please let me know. If you have any questions, please let me know. I don't want you to miss out. So if it's weather related, food related, anything, please let me know. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? No? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 21. I move to adjourn this Senate meeting on May 28th at 6:12 p.m. in the Reed Allotted Senate Chambers and on Zoom.